The promise of America is being squandered. How are we going to restore our nation back to a sensible, citizen-centric government? Welcome to Reimagine America with Joyce Cordy. Joyce is a businesswoman, not a politician, and she's here to offer pragmatic, possible, and postpartisan solutions for the 21st century. Now, here's your host for Reimagine America, Joyce Cordy.
Welcome to the Reimagine America Radio Hour. I'm a businesswoman, not a politician. I fix problems. I don't make them. One of the hotly debated issues in the just concluded, or at least we think it's concluded, presidential election was the issue of income inequality. During a televised town hall, Joe Biden cautioned a young voter that reducing income inequality was not an end unto itself, but rather the first step in building wealth within marginalized communities. To achieve security for your family and yourself, he cautioned, income has to be converted into wealth. By that, no one is going to suggest that we're all going to become multimillionaires, but rather that more people are going to feel that they have a more secure future and a firmer grip on the first rung of the American dream. It all begins with helping marginalized people to become financially literate, one step at a time, beginning with the roof over their heads, even if you live in the projects. Here to help us to understand how vital financial literacy is to moving into the middle class is John Simpson, the CEO of Rent Reporters. John has played an integral role in Rent Reporters since 2013, when he joined as both an investor and a board member. Compelled by the opportunity to provide our country's 100 million renters, particularly the 40 million who are credit invisible, the ability to improve or establish credit by paying their rent on time, he expanded the role in 2016 to become Rent Reporters CEO. John's passion for innovation began at Deloitte, where he rose to the executive position of partner. John went on to serve as the founder and CEO of CCG, a technology-driven tax credit screening firm, and then as the CEO and co-founder of HireUp, an HR analytics solutions firm to empower small businesses. John, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And why don't we start this discussion by helping our listeners to understand what the term credit invisible means.
Thank you, Joyce, and thank you for having me. When we start thinking about the world of credit invisible, it's really, there's two terms that are often used synonymously, but they really are different. One is credit invisible, and the others are the credit unscorables. And credit invisible means that you literally don't exist in the credit world. The credit bureaus have no data on you whatsoever, don't know who you are. Credit unscorable, for those who are unscorable, exist in the credit world, but there's not enough data there to actually generate a credit score. But the consequence is exactly the same. If whether you're invisible or unscorable, the result is the same. You don't have a credit score. And that means that you're outside of the credit system, that you lose access to all traditional financing. But very simply, it just means that someone hasn't taken even, for those who are invisible, haven't even taken the first steps to establish credit, and very likely living in a solely a cash-based society.
And that limits your ability to acquire wealth in the longer run, or to acquire assets, period, because of the access to credit is basic to the first rung of the middle class in the United States.
That is so true. And really, it comes down, there's several aspects of that that really affect those who find themselves in that 40, 45 million people in the country. That First of all, they're not able to have the opportunity to use debt in a smart way to build wealth. But really, even worse than that is the predatory side of not having a credit score, being credit invisible, that you aren't immune to the challenges that we all face from time to time when we're hit with an unexpected bill. And maybe we might go to a credit card to help bridge that gap. But for the credit invisible, they don't have that option. Their options are friends and family. And I hope that they do take advantage of friends and family for those borrowing options. But they really then, their only options are predatory lending options. Those vehicles that create cycles of debt that people find themselves never being able to escape, things that you will have heard of, payday lending, payday loans is an example.
Yes.
Where you can end up having to repay 4 or 5 times of your initial debt. And they're very accessible. For those who defend them, they say it provides immediate credit or immediate cash for those who need it most. And I can't deny that they're accessible. And that's the unfortunate part. They are accessible. And you find that those who are the least financially literate are the ones who fall victim to those. And not coincidentally, those are the same people across this country who find themselves as being credit invisible or simply unscorable.
Well, and then beyond even payday lenders, if you've seen television commercials for if you have no credit or poor credit, we'll give you a car under the rule of 72, you never get to the point of paying for that car. You spend the entire loan period paying interest, and then you have a depreciated asset and you don't even know it. Because the other thing that you and I talked about in our previous conversation was the importance of beginning using a service like Rent Reporters to begin to become somewhat financially literate. That is a predatory step to that first rung of the middle class.
That's exactly right. It's not just a magic pill of all of a sudden get a credit score, kind of end being credit invisible. It's not just about that. It's about, just as you're saying, it's about financial literacy. It's credit literacy. It's understanding how and when to use credit to further your goal of wealth building or furthering your life improvement. But it really does start with literacy. And that's, at Rent Reporters, that's our foundation. That's what we're talking to our customers about all the time, weekly, in fact, is really, okay, you're starting your journey and now you need to start being mindful of how you're going to use credit, how to use it wisely. And as important as anything else is shopping for credit. That too often, and I don't know if you've ever found yourself in this situation, I certainly did as a 20-year-old, that for me, when I went to go buy my first car and get a loan, it was about getting the car. It wasn't it was not shopping for the best auto loan rate. It didn't matter what the number was on the page that was assigned to the interest rate. What mattered is that I had a brand new car that I was able to show all my friends. And
about, I remember being on the receiving end of that. Yes.
So it's about being very smart. And when you start to think about the difference when we think about on one end of the spectrum of being credit invisible and the most predatory form of auto lending, where you may have an interest rate of 25%, conceivably more, as opposed to a market rate of interest that may be 6%. The difference in cost over the life of that car loan is thousands and thousands of dollars. And that's what brings me back, Joyce, to how you started the introduction to this podcast was about wealth building. And that really is the greatest impediment to wealth building is handing over interest to lenders that could have been in your bank account. You could have been using those dollars to better another part of your life, even if you decided not to put that in the bank.
I think that's true.
It's right there at the beginning. So when we talk about all the challenges that we have in this country with equality, financial equality is front and center to that. That is very difficult to move where we want as a society if we have 40 million people stuck on pause.
Yes, stuck in a cash economy where they have no and have less than $500 in savings, or so the Census Bureau tells us. So how does Rent Reporters help those people? How do you help the credit invisible to begin that journey? Because that's such an important part of closing what we euphemistically, we make the mistake of talking about income inequality and wealth inequality as though they were the same thing, and they're not. Income is a way to begin to acquire that wealth equality.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. They are very different, and we tend to get hung up on that. But for Rent Reporters, one of the things that was so incredible when I first heard about this opportunity, and I wish I could take credit for this being my idea. I was merely presented the opportunity to become an investor, but it was not my idea. I've certainly championed it with all my energy for sure. But one of the things that's so unique when you think about, and I go back to my own experience as a college student and trying to build my credit, one of the things I think we all forget about is that just as we come out of the womb and we start in the same place, from a credit perspective, we all start in the exact same place. We all start as being credit invisible. And then we move from being credit invisible to credit unscorable. But we still, all of us, there's no magic pill that or magic button to say you will be instantly scorable when you come out of the womb. It doesn't work that way. And I remember, you know, in the challenges as a young college student in building my credit and building it smartly, it's difficult. It's hard. I started with a store credit card where I bought my girlfriend a present and I borrowed a few hundred dollars to build my credit. But for Rent Reporters, what is so amazing, incredible about what we're able to do, whether you're invisible or unscorable, is that when you think about rent, for all of us, it can be the largest expense we have. Not too many situations where that's not the case.
Some cases it's as much as 50% of your income.
Yes, absolutely. And so what we're able to do at Rent Reporters is we're able to, instead of saying, okay, you know, you need to perhaps get a prepaid credit card, which might be a good option for some people, or take my path and get the store credit card for the $300 loan and pay it back over a year to show that you're credit worthy. For us, what we're able to do is to take that expense that you pay, that largest single expense every month, and take not just next month's rent and report that to the credit bureaus. We're able to take 2 years and up to 4 years of the past payments that you've made to your landlord, to your property manager, and put all of that on your credit report at one time in one fell swoop. And so if you think about that, our average customer pays $1,000 in rent a month. And so that means that we can be putting up to $48,000 of on-time payments over a four-year period of time, you know, backwards, looking back 4 years, we can put all of that onto their credit report today in 10 days from the time they sign up. And that has a dramatic effect. So if we take someone who is unscorable or credit invisible, in 10 days, they will have a credit score. And they will have, on average, a very good score, a score of 625 to 650 that qualifies them now where they were out of the mainstream in a cashless society. They're now instantly in the mainstream. And that allows them, that credit score allows them access to every mainstream credit product in the country, including being able to buy a house. It's a big deal.
It is a very big deal. Now, in addition to reporting their credit, does credit reporters help people, or rent reporters help people to understand the fundamentals of financial literacy as a part of your service?
Yes, that's very much part of our mission. It's we really look to take good care of our customers on their journey. And it's not any different for us than, you know, a 16-year-old who may, you know, just turn magically 16 and giving them keys to a car and say, go drive around. We really want to really encourage education and being a student of how to use credit. And sometimes our customer might be a college student. Maybe we're reporting their dorm rent for the first time. And that, believe it or not, if we're reporting a college student's dorm rent, one semester of dorm rent will take them from being unscorable to a score of 625 for just one semester. So wow. That education is so important and fundamental to our mission, because we need training wheels on folks a little bit. And we tell them that, and they need to make really good decisions with this newfound credit. And it's so easy to say, to have that dollar burning in your pocket or that credit card burning in your pocket and wanting to use it, as opposed to thinking, okay, this is, as you've said so clearly, Joyce, this is a part of my credit or my wealth building journey, and I need to use it wisely. And it's not just something that I look to go buy my friends drinks at a bar because I have a credit card in my pocket.
No, this is part of achieving long-term security for yourself and your family.
That's exactly right. And I think I shared with you, Joyce, one of the things that's been incredible about being part of Rent Reporters and understanding this credit invisible world is it doesn't discriminate. I've used, you know, an example today of the college student and my own experiences as a student, and that's kind of obvious to people. But we have customers who come to us as being invisible that are in their 70s. We see it all across the spectrum of age. And yes, there's going to be more as they're younger, but the opportunity to be granted access to the things that we take for granted, credit at a fair price, it's wonderful to be part of that.
It's rewarding. And another part of your community, as you shared earlier, people coming out of the projects. You know, it's a question not just of age, it's a question of economic status and helping people to become, you can't really march up the income ladder if you don't have the stability that comes with having credit, with knowing if you have an unexpected expense, you can handle it, and continuing to build a good credit portfolio versus, as you mentioned earlier, the less affordable products like payday lenders, which really prey on people at the lower end of the income strata. Because remember, folks, when you talk about, we talk a lot about a $15 an hour minimum wage, that's a $30,000 a year income. That's still not going to make your wildest dreams come true. And so for people at that lower end, what you're offering is such an important stepping stone, both from a credit point of view, but also from a learning point of view, from a literacy point of view, from an ability to get to that next rung, to get a student loan, et cetera.
That's so true. And that's one of the things that's very frustrating for us, frankly. And I think I may have shared with you at one point, Joyce, the story about a pilot project in New York City where the city controller launched an initiative within the public housing of New York City, 500,000 units. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal about this. And it was a project partnered with the city of New York, partnering with Experian to report rent for for these 500,000 units. But what they required was that the tenants, the residents, opt into the initiative to report their rent. And it met with such huge resistance and such fear that at the time that the article had run, only a single person had opted in. And that's been the experience. There's been other public housing initiatives around this, and it met with a similar resistance. And it's that it comes back to education, that people are, on one hand, the good news, that they have a healthy fear of credit, in that they see that bad things have happened to friends and family, perhaps. But if it's not coupled with education, they just stay in that cashless society, not willing to dip a toe in the water, if you will.
Yeah, and there's no way to overcome that gap without at least putting your big toe in the water.
So really, there really isn't. There's so many headwinds. And it can be, it trickles down through everything. And you've already touched on some of them, Joyce, but you know, we're sitting here talking about rent, but it affects your ability to get the apartment you want.
Correct.
You may very well be stuck. You may have been able to get a much better apartment for a much cheaper price, but you don't have credit. And that's one of the things that landlords do. They check your credit.
Absolutely. It's the first thing they do.
Yeah.
And the better your credit, if they have multiple people to choose from, the better your credit, the more likely you are to get that unit that you want.
That's exactly right, Joyce.
So as we close this up, Rent Reporters is doing a valuable service, but are you in fact reaching enough of the credit invisible? How can you reach more of them to help them?
Joyce, this is literally my biggest problem. This is my biggest challenge, is that I have 40 million, 45 million people out there, and I can't seem to get to enough of them. And I think it comes back to just that lack of education, that people aren't seeing what we're writing. They don't know about us. Unfortunately, the challenge for us more than anything else is product awareness. It's knowing that we can solve your problem, and it's getting out that word. And we have a wonderful customer base that is so great at evangelizing what we do, but it's not, we need more. And that's it's my biggest challenge. And we have been working very hard on the creative side to do a better job of outreach and of messages that will resonate. But too often what I worry about is that a large number of that 45 million, 40 million have given up. They just take that as their station in life. And that to me is sad.
I think that is sad.
And we want to solve that.
I think that that's a laudable goal. Are any of the major organizations that flourish in those communities, like the NAACP, able to help you with outreach and with reaching people and to have opportunities to share with them both the message of financial literacy and the specifics of how easy it is using a service like Rent Reporters to actually begin that journey, to get over the fear?
Embarrassingly, no. I say that, and I'm quite sheepish right now, Joyce. That is something I will look to do tomorrow. Our partnerships have largely focused on the not-for-profit credit counseling firms and of the people who are on kind of the front lines of solving problems once a problem has been created. And that's the wrong time. But you're right. I need to do a better job. We need to do a better job of connecting into the community at a more fundamental level. And that's a great suggestion. And so thank you for providing it, but I'm embarrassed. I can't say to you, yes, I had three meetings on that today.
I think that that's part of what Reimagine America is about. It's about, it's a community of sharing. Using a theory that you and I both subscribe to, that a rising tide lifts all boats, and that the fundamental pieces of what made America great are here. We just all have to kind of talk to each other to figure out how we can help each other.
Yes. And there is so much that we can do to help each other, for sure.
I think there is. And you know what? I'd love to have you back again, John, to talk about this a little further, especially after you begin some of that outreach. I think this has been a thoroughly valuable experience for our listening audience, both in terms of the specifics of your of the information and the generosity of the spirit in which Rent Reporters operates.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. And you will find a link to Rent Reporters on the C-Suite site or the Ricochet site, along with the notes about this podcast. And again, John, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to Reimagine America with Joyce Cordy. You can learn more at reimagineamerica.org. Got a comment or an idea for a future show? Email Joyce at reimagineamerica.org or find her on Twitter at Joyce Cordy or at Reimagine Radio. Take a minute now and go to reimagineamerica.org. Join the forum. We'd love to hear your thoughts. If you love the podcast, donate and tell others. You can invite Joyce to speak at your next meeting or conference through reimagineamerica.org. And finally, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast at ricochet.com or c-suitenetwork.com. That's c-suitenetwork.com. Together, we really can reimagine America.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.